when Circe marked me sitting thus, not laying hands upon my food, but cherishing sore sorrow. Approaching me, she said in winged words, "Why do you sit, Odysseus, thus, like one struck dumb, gnawing your heart, and touch no food nor drink? Do you suspect some further guile? You have no cause for fear, for even now I swore to you a solemn oath." So she spoke, and answering her, said I, "Ah, Circe, what upright man could bring himself to taste of food or drink before he had released his friends and seen them with his eyes? But if you, in sincerity, will bid me drink and eat, then set them free, that I with my own eyes may see my trusty comrades." So I spoke, and from the hall went Circe, wand in hand. She opened the sty doors, and forth she drove what seemed like 9-year swine. A while they stood before her, and passing along the line, Circe anointed each one with a counter-charm. So from their members fell the hair which at first the accursed drug, which potent Circe gave, had made to grow. And once more they were men, men younger than before, much fairer, too, and taller to behold. They knew me, and each grasped my hand, and from them all passionate sobs burst forth, and all the house gave a sad echo. The goddess pitied us, even she, and standing by my side the heavenly goddess said, "High-born son of Laertes, ready Odysseus, go now to your swift ship and to the shore, and first of all draw up your ship upon the land, and store within the caves your goods and all your gear. Then come back yourself and bring your trusty comrades." So she spoke, and my high heart assented. I went to the swift ship and to the shore, and found by the swift ship my trusty comrades in bitter lamentation, letting the big tears fall. As the stalled calves skip round a drove of cows returning to the barnyard when satisfied with grazing, with one accord they all bound forth, the folds no longer hold them, but with continual bleat they frisk about their mothers, so did these men, when they caught sight of me, press weeping round. To them it seemed as if they had already reached their land, their very town of rugged Ithaca, where they were bred and born. And through their sobs they said in winged words, "Now you have come, O heaven-descended man. We are as glad as if we were approaching Ithaca, our native land. But tell about the loss of all our other comrades."